This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It's pretty much time for us to wrap up for the day, but we've got one final story to reveal today about a 25-year-old Kenyan who's invented smart gloves that convert sign language movements into audio speech.
Yay!
How clever is this?
Very clever.
So more than 30 million people around the globe have speech impairments and must rely on sign language. Roy Alela's 6-year-old niece was born deaf and found it extremely difficult to communicate with her family, none of whom knew sign language. They say necessity is the mother of invention, and the need to communicate and connect with her niece pushed the 25-year-old Roy to invent the smart gloves. So it says the Signio sign language to speech translation gloves recognize various letters signed by sign language users and transmits this data to an Android application where it is vocalized. It came with a bit of recognition and some admiration from the prestigious American Society of Mechanical Engineers, the world's largest organization for mechanical engineers. So two other inventors, one from Uganda and one from Ghana, took home grand prizes for this little thing. I love the idea of this. I love the fact that nobody has done this before, and I love the fact that it's come from some guy in Nigeria who's done it because he couldn't speak to his niece.
In Kenya.
Yeah. Sorry, in Kenya, who hasn't done it because he couldn't speak to his niece. You know, I love the idea of that. Why had nobody thought about this before?
And that was what I was thinking. Like, how come this is just coming out now? Like, someone should have thought of something like this like a long, long time ago. Yeah. Especially when they were inventing like the VR stuff or the Wii controllers and stuff. Yeah. It would have been easier to sort of use that tech. Yeah. And then turn it into speech.
Right.
Since, you know, people who use sign language use their hands so much.
What I would be curious to see is how this deals with a lot of the kind of slang or like the wordplay things that deaf people use. Because in, for example, in ASL, American Sign Language, if you take your pinky and flex it up and down, it's a microwave because it's literally a tiny wave with your pinky. Uh-huh. So I would, you know, with stuff like that, with signs that...
I'm just thinking it also has many different connotations that aren't in ASL.
But for ASL purposes, it's a microwave, which is very cute. Cute, okay? Don't ruin this for me. But my point is, you know, how would the glove interpret that sort of thing if it's kind of like a pun in kind of ASL? So I'm curious to see stuff like that. But otherwise, you know, I'm so excited to see this, and it's just so much better for people to communicate with each other.
It's wholesome, and it's one of those things that you can expect to start moving into schools to integrate, you know, people who have hearing issues, being able to communicate and use expletives in the classroom.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing with stuff like this is I always wanted to go open source so that anyone can pick it up and then use the tech for themselves.
And add to it,
And add to it and then use it in schools and places. But the reality is it'll only become mainstream if someone big picks it up, like a Facebook or Google, Microsoft, something like that. But the other thing is if they pick it up, then it becomes expensive.
Right.
So it's always like, you know, which way do you go kind of thing. Open source is good, but open source is also not well funded. So how mainstream can they go if they were open source?
All right, ladies and gents, we've come to the end of the show. Thank you very much for taking part. If you'd like to listen back to the show, if you missed any of these stories, don't forget we have an app available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. And of course, we're on Spotify to listen back at your leisure.
We started out with a story about six misconceptions about productivity, basically.
And then how Germany have unveiled a 5-point plan to reduce plastic waste.
Then we spoke about why MasterCard changed its logo.
Then we wrapped up with that story just then about a 25-year-old man who's invented gloves that can turn sign language into speech. That's all the time we have for today. But if you'd like to stick around, there is the Breakfast Grill replay coming up after the 1 o'clock news with the introduction of new taxes like the sugar and digital tax, as well as increased efforts to clamp down on tax avoiders. The Inland Revenue Board of Malaysia is set for a challenging 2019. The Breakfast Grill spoke with their deputy CEO on tax operation, Datuk Mohamed Nizam Sairi, on how IRB plans to monitor individuals with unexplained extraordinary wealth and how the agency will be working with other entities moving forward. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj and Christian Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.